Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with the City of Washington's building and zoning official, Steve Donnelly, with a refresher on what the snow ordinance is in the City of Washington for sidewalks. Well, we haven't seen snow this season. It is inevitable here in Iowa. What are some things that residents of the City of Washington should keep in mind when it comes that time of year when the ice and snow start to get in the sidewalks and the streets?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that walk in this town. We're very pedestrian. I didn't know until I took this job 7.5 years ago that there's a lot of walkers. And people have to go to the stores. Children have to get to schools. So they really need to get their walks clean 24 hours after snow. And if there's like a light drizzle where there's actually not snow and the sun's not going to come out, it'd be really nice if they put some ice melt down there so people don't trip and get hurt.
And does it ever get to the point where the city has to go clear some of those?
Unfortunately, yes. There are sidewalks that we have to clear, usually between 24 hours by code. We can tag their property and give them a warning, but we usually wait a couple days afterwards, give people, especially if it's on a weekend or a holiday or if there's a lot of snow, we usually tag their property, the door hanger, give them 48 hours to abide, and if they don't, we have to hire somebody to get it done. But if that comes down to that, it's usually 5 or 6 days after the snow before the city has to get involved, and we don't like to do that.
And with the snow, is there anything that people need to keep in mind regarding parking on the streets?
Yeah, I don't deal much with that, but I know it's a lot better if you can park off the street after snow so the snow plows can get through. And then sometimes it's not, you can't do that. So if they plow one side of the street and you're able to move your car away and park on the other, so they usually go through twice. Most of the time they hit it with the first time, then they go back to hit it because people can't move their cars. But it'd help out the maintenance construction crews a lot if you could get your car moved.
And again, talking about the sidewalks, if folks aren't able to clear their sidewalks on their own, does the city have any kind of list of people who they could call?
No, not right offhand, but that's a good idea, Sal. I never thought about that. I'm sure there'd probably be some church organization or some other organizations out there that might help people do that. And if people want to volunteer their children or something, I'd be more than happy to be the go-between on that. That's a very good idea because I know we have a lot of elderly out there that can't do their walks. I know me and my son do a couple every once in a while, so that's a good idea.
And again, when it comes time for the snow and the ice, what should people really be looking out for? And should they take any kind of preemptive measures with that snow melt?
Not really. Each manufacturer is different. Sometimes you don't want to put it out too soon because it won't do any good. Sometimes people like to scoop the snow off before it's done snowing or blowing. I know people want to clear their walks as soon as possible, but you should almost wait till it ends because if you don't, you're going to have to do it again. You know, people say, well, there's not a set time where we need to get up. It just needs to be safe.
And that's what it all boils down to is safety.
Safety is always the main key. Like I said before, we have a lot of pedestrian traffic in this town, and people fall, and it's going to happen. But if we can clean it off and get the liability away from everybody, that'd be great.
That's been today's Washington Page with the City of Washington's building and zoning official, Steve Donnelly, speaking about the snow and ice ordinance for sidewalks in the City of Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.